بلغ العلا بکماله کشف الدجا بجماله حسن جمیع خصاله صلوا علیه و آله.
سلام علیکم. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج. Today the topic of my speech is tolerance in Islam in the light of the Holy Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم's conduct. When Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم migrated to Medina, he found that besides those who had accepted Islam, there was a large Jewish community in the city. But this did not bother him, and he did not contemplate on forcing them into the fold of Islam. Instead, he made a peace agreement with them and called them the Ahlul Kitab, as in the people of the scripture. This was indeed the supreme example of tolerance shown towards other minority religions. The peace agreement between the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and the Jews of Medina clearly guaranteed the physical safety and security of the Jewish community, and also the freedom to practice their religion freely as long as that community also abided by the terms and conditions of the treaty. Now, the question that arises here is that, what are we doing? Do we tolerate the minorities around us? Do we even tolerate our fellow Muslim sisters and brothers? Do we even tolerate people within our family? Do we tolerate our own parents? Do we now even tolerate our own siblings? I leave this question to you. Now, as all of you definitely know your own conduct and the correct answers to these questions, I continue my speech. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote various letters to many country leaders, but never threatened them of military aggression. In fact, the letter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to the Christian king of Abyssinia ends with the words, "I have conveyed the message, and now it is up to you to accept it. Once again, peace be upon him who follows the true guidance." We have an interesting historical document with us from the fourth Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This document is entitled as Risalatul Huquq, the character of rights. In this risala, the Imam mentions the rights related to various issues of people in human society. It says, "And there must be a barrier keeping you from doing any injustice to them," i.e. the non-Muslims, "and from depriving them of protection provided to them by Almighty Allah." In short, none of us has the right to deprive anyone of their basic rights. But if anyone attacks us, so we have the right, and it's obligatory upon every one of us to rise and protect our lives and to protect our dearest country with full patriotism. If the leader and the role model of the entire humanity has set such an extraordinary example with a perfect conduct of tolerance, thus reflecting the beautiful traditions of Islam, as humankind who have been considered the ashraful makhluqat, the best of creation, should follow the criteria of none other than our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.